Congratulations to my legal driver best friend! I said congratulate. Is it the car? It's the car. It's the wrong colour, isn't it? I knew it. I knew it, Portly. I told you, do not get red. I said get green. British Racing. I'm sorry. It's okay. Look, we can change it. We can totally change it. Actually, is it the car? I mean, I thought an Aston Martin was kind of nice, but we could always go with a Jag. A nice E-type Jag in British Racing Green. Classic. No? So you like the car? So why are you all sad face? You didn't pass. You didn't. Oh, you. Tricky. Because you did pass and you're trying to make me think that you didn't pass and you didn't pass.
Polly, hide the car.
What car? There's no car. Why would there be a car? And the cake. And the balloons. Just hide everything. So, it didn't go great. I'm sorry, darling. I'm really sorry. I mean, I thought you had it in the bag because, you know, you did all that practice and... You know what? So what, you didn't pass your first time? That means nothing. It doesn't mean that you're not a great driver because I know you're a great driver. I mean, you... I would rob a bank with you. You mean you're a great driver. You are a fantastic driver. And, you know, lots of people have to take their test once, twice, maybe three times. Not that you have to take it twice. Well, I mean, yes, you have to take it twice, but not three times. I'm sure you'll pass next time. Your examiner was just pedantic, and I'm sure he just dinged you on one little point. Two little points? I mean, you only just failed. Oh. I'm sure he didn't actually say that. He actually said, wow, the worst test he's ever seen. You got minus points. You can get minus points? I mean, you're funny. It's not a joke. You actually got minus points. Well, that's not awful. I mean, you outdid yourself. You pushed a boat out. You didn't get zero. You got minus. That takes effort. And that is... I'm trying too hard, aren't I? I am. I'm just really surprised that you failed because, you know, in our lessons you were just stunning. Fantastic. I've never seen someone so naturally gifted before and I just can't believe you failed. What exactly did you fail on? When you ran a red light? When you mounted the pavement? When you did a wheelie? When you drove into oncoming traffic? Oh no. Oh no. Oh no, no, no. Oh. Oh dear. So, I might have done a bad thing. And when I say might, I've done something really bad. First of all, I want you to know that I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't do it on purpose. And you're the one who asked me to teach you how to drive. You asked me. Not that it's your fault. It's kind of your fault, but not really your fault because I kind of, well, you know all the lessons. You know, the speeding and going through red lights and... Well, You know how I told you that I drive for a living? And that made you think that I was the perfect person to teach you how to drive? When I said that I drive for a living, I wasn't lying. I just didn't tell you exactly what I did. Do. I mean, did, because I've been promoted. So, I'm a delivery driver. I mean, not really. I mean, technically I do deliver. I'm just not really a delivery driver. I'm more of a getaway driver. And yeah, that's a problem. How is it a problem? Well, you know all that stuff that I taught you, the speeding and the driving into oncoming traffic and mounting the pavement and doing wheelies and that's all kind of, I mean technically it's illegal. A little bit illegal. Really illegal. You shouldn't ever do that. And so yeah, I kind of taught you all the stuff that you shouldn't do. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't do it on purpose. I just, you know, I was excited to spend time with you. And you know, when you ask me something, I find it hard to say no because you look at me and then I look in your eyes and I kind of don't realize what you're saying. You have really beautiful eyes. And I totally was listening just then. I heard every word. But, you know, if you could repeat, that would be nice. Oh, swearing. Yeah. I am really sorry. I just, it totally just, I didn't even, I just, you know, being in a car with you is very distracting, all right? It's just, you know, it's an enclosed space and you're right there and you smell really good. Not that I smell you. I mean, okay, yes, in a car I smell you, but only because, you know, you smell really nice and. So, I mean, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's not that bad at all. I mean, now you know all the stuff not to do, so it should be easy to pass next time. Sorry, what? What? So you like doing all the stuff that you're not meant to do? So you like the speeding and the driving into oncoming traffic and driving on the pavements and going through red lights? Why do you like it? Because it's exciting. It is exciting, isn't it? It's not exciting. It's illegal. And now you know what's illegal, you won't do it. So you're not going to speed. No, you're not going to speed. You're not going to speed. No, you're not. No, don't. There is no car. There is no Aston Martin. Don't. No, that's not for you. I did not steal it for you. It's not stolen. It's kind of stolen. A bit. It's completely stolen. I'm not really good at the whole legal thing, apparently. But you are. You can totally pass and get your license and have a nice little card with your picture on because you're so pretty. And No. Darling, you see, you want to pass. You want to pass your driving test, so no speeding. No. The Aston Martin does not go very fast. It's very slow. It's extremely it's really fast. It's so fast. And I've tuned the engine. I did not. That is a golf cart. It's not. It's bollocks. Look, you are not. Look, I made a mistake. A stupid mistake. A really stupid mistake because I got distracted because you're so... And I'm in... And... But look, it's fine. Lots of people fail first time. Next time you'll pass. Would you? No. You're not doing any more of that. You're not speeding. You're not. Well, yes, you are really good at it. And so what? No, I don't need a getaway. Well, I mean, yes, technically I do need a getaway driver because I've been promoted from driver to bank robber. But I don't. No. You are not becoming my getaway driver, although that would be really... I mean, I could totally make a move. I mean, I would not make a move, I mean. Although getaway drivers are really sexy, because I'm a getaway driver and I'm sexy. You, really? Hey, you think I'm sexy? No, I mean, do you? You do. I mean, but you studied so hard to pass your test and... You like spending time with me. You're really sweet. And you are a really good driver. I mean, a proper driver, not a legal driver. I mean, you could be a really good legal driver. If you just, you know, ignore everything I told you and do what you're meant to, you could be a fantastic driver. Well, no, you couldn't be my getaway driver because my driver needs to be, you know, sexy. I mean, you are sexy. I'm not saying that you're sexy. I'm just saying you're objectively sexy in a sexy kind of way. So you need to... No, don't get in the Aston Martin. Wow, you look good in that car. No, Portly, you're not... No, Portly, no. Oh. See, that's not fair because you look amazing and did you just rev the engine? That's not fair. That's really not fair. How am I meant... This is... You know, I really didn't mean for you to fail. I wanted you to pass and I feel kind of bad. And, well, yes, I did get you an Aston Martin, but I didn't really get you an Aston Martin because I stole it. Well, yeah, there was a car chase. Well, I don't know, there might be a video on YouTube. What? Why would you want to study it? You know, you're not my getaway driver. Portly, what the hell just happened? What? Why are you boxing up the cake? We're robbing a bank. But. What? It would cheer you up. Going for a drive would cheer you up. Well, I mean, we can totally do that. We don't have to rob a bank. What, you want to show off? Job interview? To be my driver? But you're my everything. No, I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that. No, don't focus on me saying that. Focus on impressing me, because if you want to be my driver, you need to impress me. So I'm just going to go and get my bank robbing gear, and by that I mean dress up, because I'm not trying to impress you. I mean, you need to impress me. So I'm just going to go and get my stuff, and you can just look really sexy in the car. I mean, you can Google it so you can study it and impress me. And how the hell did this happen? This was I don't know what's happening. What is happening? Oh, I love you. The car. I love the car. The car. I love the car so much. The car is so sexy and I just want to touch it and I want to marry it and do illegal things. Like rob banks, not illegal things. I just mean as criminals. I mean not as criminals. I just mean it's a stolen car. That's all I meant. I'm just gonna get my stuff so you can I will be back. What the hell is happening?
Portly, stop laughing!
He's laughing! No, he's smirking!
No biscuits for you!
No, don't eat the cake! I can't believe you. You eat the cake. What the hell is happening?